So the relationship happened first, and then working together happened second?
It did.
Yes.
Yeah. He had actually was writing these songs for Bear in the Big Blue House, and he wanted a little help on it, and I was like, okay, yes, I'm there. I got on a bus across town and had a lyric for him when I showed up. Which he then ripped apart and said, we have to start again.
I'm sure you get asked a lot about the collaborative process because you guys are very good at it, and yet you have a relationship and you have a family and a lot of responsibilities. How do you divide it?
Yeah, most people tell us, you know, how do you work with your wife? I can't even wash the dishes with my wife. But, you know, for us, it's kind of like, you know, a good marriage is about communication skills, and we've discovered that a good collaboration takes the same skills, and that's sort of what it's all about. And then there's those times when you drive each other absolutely crazy, and everything goes. I mean, you know, when your marriage and your collaboration are going badly, then
you watch a lot of Breaking Bad, and you drink a lot of wine,
yeah,
and you wait for it to get better. Yeah.
That sounds totally reasonable, by the way. So when you're starting to work on a project, do you sit down and divide up the labor? You're like, okay, you try this, and I'll try this, and then come back together?
No, not at all. Every song is its own sort of organic division of labor. A lot of it always starts with talking, a lot of sandwiches, a lot of carbs.
Right.
And then when we finally have, this is my husband's masculine metaphor of a notions drawer of ideas. Then you pull out one notion or two notions and you start running, and sometimes
then you stitch them together into a quilt.
That's beautiful.
And sometimes Bobby will go to the piano and he'll just start a vamp, and then I'll be like, can you do it a little more anxious or make it more the color blue? And then he'll play, and then I'll improv stuff over it and like wander around the room and start singing. And then with some of the phrases that we've come up with together. And then sometimes that's when occasionally we'll say, one of us needs to leave the room, so like one of us has a strong idea.
Very often it's kind of like stalking each other around the room, like, you know, when two people are walking in a circle, like, who's going to strike first a little bit? It's a little bit like this kind of fight for dominance.
We're very competitive, as you will see later today.
Oh, great.
We are fighting for, like, whose idea is it going to be? Whose idea? Which is good, because it forces us to
spices things up.
Yeah. Right, and you are forcing yourself to create a better and better and better idea. So, yeah, well, worked out just great. You have two daughters who are young daughters, and they influenced and had some input, I hear, in the...
They did. So. We have our oldest daughter, Katie, sings the first verse of Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And our youngest, who's still four, about to be five, is the baby troll who sings, By the way, I don't see no ring. And she goes all over everywhere. And like she told, as we were deplaning yesterday, she made everyone in the line stop so she could tell the flight attendant, did you know I was in the movie Frozen? And I said, by the way, I don't see no ring. And the flight attendant was like, that's very nice. There are people behind you.
As you were working on songs, did you have them listen to it and get their what they thought?
Do you want to answer that?
Yeah, I mean, they were sort of the first line of defense. They were our focus group, really. And if they liked it, if they wanted to hear it again, then we kind of hit send on the email to Disney. And if they didn't, then we said, oh, let's work on another day.
And there's a line that Katie actually wrote that in First Time in Forever, because we had, I hope that I don't vomit in his face. And Disney was like, we can't do vomit. You can do gassy, but not vomit. And so I was working on it while I had to take Katie to a doctor's appointment, and I was working on a line, and she kind of peeked over and said, what is that? And I was trying to do something about, like, I hope that I don't stutter in his face or whatever. And she was like, how about I want to stuff some chocolate in my face? And clearly she's seen her mother do that. So I was, good one, Katie, and it's in the movie.
That line I remember specifically going like, that resonates. I did like that.